Do you ever get the feeling that a strange irrationality is settling upon our society? Just in case that can be your sentiment, it's mine as well. We ought to talk about it. This is Dave Breese reporting, and along with you, I continue to be astonished at some of the pieces of news which break upon our society. For instance, the doings in Cincinnati, Ohio recently, reported by the Associated Press under the title, Former Hospital Aide Admits to 24 Killings. From Cincinnati, the AP reports, a former nurse's aide who fed cyanide and other poisons to chronically ill hospital patients pleaded guilty recently to killing 24 people and was sentenced to 3 consecutive life imprisonment terms. He pleaded guilty to 24 charges under a plea bargaining agreement that will allow him to become eligible for parole in 60 years when he is 95. Hamilton County Common Pleas Judge William Matthews has also ordered Harvey to pay $270,000 in fines plus court costs. This man is sane, competent, but is a compulsive killer, Prosecutor Arthur Ney told the judge. He builds up tension in his body, so he kills people. And then the perpetrator, wearing a brown suit and white sneakers, sat quietly during the hearing. He declined the judge's invitation to comment and was led off to the Hamilton County Jail in handcuffs immediately after sentencing. The report continues saying, Harvey used cyanide, arsenic, and a petroleum-based cleaner to poison his victims. He also pulled plugs on hospital respirator machines and repeatedly poisoned a roommate who later recovered. On one occasion, Harvey laced the drink of a woman acquaintance with a hepatitis serum to give her the disease. She recovered, the prosecutor said. Now, what do we say to things like this? Is there a rational way of thinking whereby we can comprehend so sadistic a set of killings as were performed by this individual? My guess is that we will agree together that there is not even a criminal rationale that can give us a way of explaining this. Is it possible, therefore, that a strange insanity has touched the minds of people in our time, whereby intelligent individuals can do such terrible things and feel no remorse for them? The answer is yes, and this is a condition which the Bible calls reprobation. Speaking about such things, the Bible says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. The Bible teaches that when a person rejects the existence of God or his program for life, he will do abominable things. So it is that more and more people come up to trial and they say, I just don't know why I did it. A strange compulsion took over my body. While explanations escape us, we should remember that there are such things as insanity and such things also as demon possession. What's more, the indication of the Bible is that these things will become more common as we move toward the end of the age. Irrational activity will abound, the Bible teaches. So may I suggest that when we hear of such things, we had better newly stimulate our anticipations for the world which is to come. As evil increases in the world, we are told to look up for a coming redemption. That time to look up is certainly nearer now more than ever.